a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It is the Midnight Rider here on Friday night, the 25th of January, 2008. Glad you're with us for the program tonight. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight here on RBN. We'll have Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio and RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of the Intel Strike Report and BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vail, also of the Intel Strike Report and Thought-Criminal.org. Three great news websites that are out there on the web for you to get your daily news and information from. And I encourage you to go by all of those websites. We're going to get into a variety of subjects tonight. Last time these guys were on, we spent the entire 2 hours talking about Ron Paul. We are not going to start the night off talking about Ron Paul. We'll get into the economy and a bunch of other things later on in the program. You can join us on the phone at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightwritershow.com. So feel more than free to jump into either room and grab a spot and be part of the program. And somebody needs to turn their stuff down there. That's the program tonight. Next Tuesday night on the program, we're going to have Tom James of hempusa.org. He's going to join us in the first hour. Got an email today from Albert Howard about the New Hampshire recount. We'll talk a little bit about this since Lee is up in New Hampshire. We'll talk about that coming up as well. They are trying to convince Albert Howard to okay a break in the recount for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And Albert Howard is not very excited about this. So these people are up there on their own dime trying to see this recount through. And you basically have the state of New Hampshire, the Secretary of State there, is essentially trying to string this thing out and get these observers and Albert Howard and everybody to run out of money and go home. So this recount is done in secret, not in the light of day. And that's essentially what I see is happening. They are needing support. They're needing money so they can stay up there and stay on top of what's going on with the New Hampshire recount. If you'd like to help out, you can go to alberthoward.org. That's alberthoward.org. Howard stepped up to the plate when nobody else would as far as a Republican recount. And there were a lot of inconsistencies on the Democratic side. The news is reporting that Kucinich is happy about things, but not so. Kucinich wrote a letter to the Secretary of State, and he's not pleased at all. He had requested a full recount of the state of New Hampshire on the Democratic side. And, of course, that's not come to fruition yet. But we're in the middle of the Republican recount, and Albert Howard has said, wait a minute, you've made us wait long enough. This is serious business, and you guys need to get down and get at it instead of monkeying around. So that's where that stands. So if you can help Albert out and those observers, drop some money in the till there at alberthoward.org. It's alberthoward.org. We'll come back in a minute with more. Get into the Young Guns Roundtable right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself, but now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on this Friday night. Real quick here, let's do Mouseketeer roll call and find out who's hanging out in the chat rooms. First at republicbroadcasting.org, we have Alan Eliahu, Midnight Trail 56, Mr. Wizard, Formio, Reality Inc., Rebel for God, Rogue Dolphin, Schnecke Weasel, and Suzette. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Ambi, Break the Box, Dalekus, Doug, Dr. Strangelove, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, Josh, Chris, Lee, Manny minding the store over there, Michael, Mike CTW, OG Livewell, Rob, Robworks, Rock Turner, Slacker, The Double O Viper, Violently Sweet, and White Star. And so I want to say hello to everybody in both the chat rooms. Glad you're joining us here tonight. Time for the Young Guns Roundtable here on RBN. Joining us now, Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio and RogueGovernment.com. Lee, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I am excellent. We also have Doug Owen of the Intel Strike Report. You can hear it every night on True Tech Radio from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And he has a website called blacklistednews.com. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir, for having us.
And Mr. Vail, also of the Intel Strike Report. And he has a website himself called thought-criminal.org. Brother Vail, thanks for staying up late with us.
It's always fun.
Always fun. All right, let's dive into this. First, I guess, let me ask you a question real quick. Since you're in New Hampshire, what are you hearing out there about the recount that's going on right now?
No, absolutely nothing, quite honestly. There's a local media blackout of it. You know, it's almost like it doesn't even exist. Like, there isn't even being a recount actually being undertaken up here. I'm just seeing nothing in local media about it. It's almost as if they think there's a bunch of crazy people who think that the elections are rigged, when, of course, all these Diebel machines, it's documented these things can't be trusted. So there's been very little media coverage on this whole issue. And, you know, I was actually up there last week. We actually were staking out the building where they kept all the ballots, because we heard that the ballots were not secured, and a few people got in touch with me, and I staked that out for a couple hours. We even went in a dumpster to see if they were putting ballots in there, or see if we could find anything weird. So that's the extent of what I've heard. But seriously, there's been almost no local media coverage on the issue, which is, you know, not a real good thing. I would have thought that would have been a much more visible issue here in the local media, but I've really heard practically nothing from the local media.
Yeah, incredible. And now it seems like they're trying to slow this whole thing down. And basically, the only reporting I'm seeing out of this has been from Brad Blog and a little bit out of Black Box Voting, and that literally is it as far as any type of media is concerned on the whole thing. Big story of the week, of course, has got to be the economy, gentlemen, where we watch basically global markets go into meltdown. You have near disaster here in this country, averted by the vaunted plunge protection team that goes in and uses government securities to buy stocks to keep the market from crashing. Let's get your thoughts about it. Michael, let's start with you. What did you think about the events economically this week here, not only in the world, around the world, but here in the U.S.?
Well, I'll just say that not only the U.S. suffered, but Asia suffered, Europe suffered. I mean, you had the Bank of International Settlements saying that there'll be, you know, no future for the credit bubble and things like that. And anybody really who is investing in the market right now should really get out, because they are manipulating the price of gold and many other things to keep this whole thing from crashing.
Doug, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, with the Davos, Switzerland Economic Forum, I mean, that was the big news of the week. And, you know, people like George Soros coming out and saying that the U.S. dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the U.S. You've got people like Bono, 27 heads of state, famous actresses. It seems like they're definitely going to be trying to sell us on something here very shortly, whether it's a Amero or some other regional or global currency. But it's definitely bad news for the U.S. dollar, because if we're not the reserve currency any longer, all of these foreign countries that are floating our debt and you know, allowing us not to see too much inflation here, you know, locally, despite having a $10 trillion debt ceiling, is going to come to a halt real quickly. So definitely interesting times in the economy.
Yeah, Lee, this 0.75% interest rate drop that Bernanke threw out there, I guess, what was it, Tuesday morning, that, you know, that basically, and the fact that, you know, they're going to come up possibly another half a point next week, that's pretty much, I would think, going to signal the end for the dollar for sure.
It certainly doesn't look good for the dollar. I mean, each time they reduce the interest rates, they're just putting more dollars into the circulation, they're just devaluing it. And yeah, I mean, this interest rate cut that they announced this past Tuesday, that was a sign of panic from the Federal Reserve. And what's really concerning about this for me is that the whole monetary system is just based off of perception, because it's not backed by anything tangible. So when you see the Federal Reserve, the central bank, coming in there after a global stock market sell-off, a global stock market crash, and immediately reduce interest rates by 75 basis points, which is fairly unprecedented. They usually don't increase or decrease interest rates by any more than 50 basis points. So this was clearly a sign of panic by the Federal Reserve, and they simply don't know what to do. And I largely think it's being done by design, quite frankly. But to anybody who was just looking at this and trying to figure out what they're doing, it doesn't provide much confidence when they just come in and just reduce interest rates by 75 basis points just after this huge crash. It almost looked like a panic move by the Fed. So what's going to happen here is that the dollar is going to continue to plunge. They're talking about cutting interest rates next week as well. And if they do that, you're going to see the dollar really, really go in the toilet. And it certainly does not look good.
Well, we've talked about this on a number of occasions. I mean, the fact that if they did any tweaking at all with interest rates, as far as lowering the interest rates, one, that would drive the dollar further down. Two, if they went to raise interest rates, it would drive the markets crazy. And it seems like that they're more interested in keeping a face on things for now, that the dollar's expendable. And as long as the American people think the economy is okay, as far as the stock market is concerned, because that's what most people point to for the economy, that's what they're willing to do at this point.
Well, yeah, Mike. I mean, basically, they're just staving off disaster. Because what they're doing is by decreasing the interest rates, yeah, they're making everything look good right now. But in the long run, it's going to be even worse. It just means a crash is going to be that much worse. So what they should be doing is they should be raising interest rates. And back in the early 80s, late 70s, when we had inflation like around, I don't know, it was even higher than it was now. It was getting out of control. The dollar almost crashed at that point. And what happened was Paul Volcker came in and immediately increased interest rates to around 20% in order to save the dollar. And we're going to have something like that take place if we're going to save the dollar. And if we don't, then this thing is just going to spiral out of control. But I don't see the Fed even going in that direction to even try to save the dollar. It's almost as if they want this hyperinflation or inflationary scenario in order to devalue the dollar and potentially come in with a replacement currency or another solution to the problem they created.
Let me ask this question, Doug, because I've been wondering this the past few days. It's, you know, Alan Greenspan was the one who, you know, by and large laid the foundation for these low interest rates and the situation economically we find ourselves in, not with just the dollar, but the markets themselves. And along comes a helicopter, Ben Bernanke. Is it possible that Bernanke is being set up to be the fall guy in all of this? So that when it comes time for retribution, he takes the fall, everybody else stays in place, and they have their fall guy, their lackey, their scapegoat, and they're able to just continue on business as usual.
Well, it definitely seems that way. I mean, we're heading into the 2008 elections. The economy is not looking good. And Ben Bernanke, even if he wanted to do something about the economy, he's bound by the Central European banks, the Bank of International Settlements. And really, I mean, cutting interest rates is nothing less than just for show. It's not going to stimulate the economy. Neither is George Bush's plan to give us all a couple hundred bucks and hopefully we run out to the streets to buy Chinese slave goods. So they're in damage control. That's why I think that the dollar is pretty doomed right now, because on the global stage, nobody has confidence. And that, like Lee Rogers says, the dollar is perception. It's the confidence in that it will be worth something in the future as to why all of these foreign countries invest in it. And if they don't have any confidence, and you and I don't have any confidence, then the dollar is virtually worthless.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's even instances now where stores have even stopped taking the dollar. They're requiring credit card-only purchases. There was a guy, I think it would have been Minnesota, walks into a CompUSA, which is an electronic store and a computer store, and goes to I think he might have bought a new Mac computer there, goes to pay for it with cash, and they wouldn't let him pay with cash. They made him pay with a credit card. Now, if that's not a sign of something, I don't know what is. Either that, you know, or they're you know, trying to impress everybody to this cashless society, which could be a little bit of both. Dollar's worth nothing, and we might as well hit you up with the credit card fees and the interest all, you know, as well. But I found it very interesting that as the economy's crashing, the dollar's going down, you've got businesses already here in the United States not taking cash. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side and talk more about this. We've got Doug Owen, Michael Vail, and Lee Rogers with us. It's the Young Guns Roundtable right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Glad you're with us tonight on this Friday night with the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers, Doug Owen, and Michael Vale. We do this every couple of weeks, get these guys together. These guys are the consummate news hounds and digging up and finding stuff all over the place. And when you're out looking at news every day, you need to make their stops, their website's a definite stop on your web travels. Lee's site is roguegovernment.com. Doug's is blacklistednews.com. And Michael's site is thought-criminal.org. And you need to stop and take a visit and tons of news. I mean, it'll blow your mind how much news these guys get in a given day. And we're talking right now about the economy. And we were broaching the subject about Bernanke being a fall guy. Lee, what are your thoughts about this, about Bernanke being the fall guy in all of this, based on, you know, when he emerged as the head of the Fed and basically the groundwork that Greenspan had laid previously.
Oh, yeah, there's no question that he's the fall guy. I mean, there have been economists like Jim Rogers. He's one of the commodity experts, and he's made the same assertion that Ben Bernanke is going to be the fall guy. I mean, here's a guy who was quoted as saying that he would throw money out of a helicopter in order to keep the economy going. So I don't think there's any question that this guy's the fall guy. And this guy is really scholarly. He's very analytical. I've actually read pieces of his book. I mean, he doesn't seem to look at things from a practical standpoint. He's too theoretical with his assessments of things. And what I don't think he really grasps is the fact that the dollar is just perception. And if people lose faith in the value of the dollar, it doesn't matter what sort of models or theories you have pertaining to economics. It's just not going to work. And I think that's why this guy was put in there. Because, I mean, you see what he's doing. I mean, they're just panicking in terms of these interest rate cuts. They don't have a strategy. And who knows, maybe that's part of the plan. Maybe he's just being ordered to do all this stuff, and they're just selling him, oh, well, this is why he's the fall guy. He's inexperienced, or he most of his experience is in academia or what have you. I just don't know. But he is being set up as the fall guy, and clearly just from the actions of the Fed, I mean, it doesn't inspire much confidence. And the dollar is going to continue to go in the toilet.
Yeah. Sneaky Weasel writes this in the RBN chat room. He says, I don't know who Sneaky Weasel is, male or female. But Sneaky writes, the U.S. will be on a fast track to the NAU to save the economy. The Constitution will probably be dissolved this year, and they'll push the real ID or just turn the power off and cause the end even quicker. Mike, any thoughts to what Sneaky had to say?
Well, I'll say this. The Robert Pastor said that, any emergency could cause the bringing of the harmonization of North America together. I mean, this is a volatile time right now, not only for America, but when you've got OPEC monitoring the impact on oil prices and world forums basically losing their shirts overnight because of the U.S., these are dire times, and someone is going to fall on their sword.
Yeah, this plunge protection team that Bush has assembled, and Ron Paul asked John McCain about this last night. We'll play that clip of McCain and Ron Paul here in just a bit. But this plunge protection team, Doug, that's been assembled, that essentially what they're coming and doing is going in and taking government securities, government money, and purchasing stock to prevent a stock market crash. That just the nature of that to me sounds patently wrong.
Well, a lot of people are under the impression that we have a free market here in the United States, and I think that's one of the downfalls of Ron Paul's message, is that when you talk about the free market, people are under the assumption that we're in one, and then when you talk about, well, you know, healthcare, free market, they're like, oh my God, I can't understand that. You know, they still have these socialist leanings, but the fact that we have this nefarious group that is undermining whatever attempts that Ben Bernanke might be making to try to stabilize the economy. Not that I think that he is, but the fact that you have these guys running around in the background, and that you have them working and meeting with George Bush, and this is all they can do. The only response that they can come up with is to debase the 75 point basis points against the interest rates. That's the only thing they can do, is cut it. I mean, it's pretty piss poor. So I have no faith in them, and it shows how volatile the economy really is right now.
Yeah, most certainly. If you'd like to join us in the conversation, we'll open up the phones to you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll come back on the other side. We'll play this clip for you of John McCain at the debate, and we'll talk about the debate just a bit, more on the economy as well. If you got a new subject you want to broach as well, join us. 800-313-9443. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider. And that's seemingly what's fixing to happen. Everything's just going to be blown sky high when it comes to the economy and the dollar. And one of the big threats here, gentlemen, and we were kind of discussing it off air during the break, are the sovereign wealth funds that have emerged. And you've got some real heavy hitters that are sitting out there in foreign countries that are just waiting, essentially, for the fire sale. And we've already got a number of American assets that are starting to be gobbled up. But the big stuff, they're going to wait till the end and come in and start scooping stuff up like you wouldn't believe it. I mean, essentially the for sale sign, Michael Vail, has been put out for the United States.
Oh, absolutely. The fact is that when it comes down to the point where the loan sharks start showing up and we can't pay our debts, you know, oh, the International Monetary Fund is going to step in and say, okay, we'll give you a series of loans called structural adjustment loans, and overnight you're going to see the amount of prices for food, water, I mean, everything is going to skyrocket. They are going to devalue the dollar even further, causing the collapse. I mean, it's happened in so many other countries. I can't even mention Caracas, Mexico, different places. And it's actually going to happen in Zimbabwe very soon. But the fact is, like Lee said, all of this is built on your sort of purview. And if they believe that we can't pay our debts, you know, it's perception. If they believe we can't pay our debts, they're going to come call and collect, and they're going to snatch up every little bit of property that they can find in America.
Yeah, because essentially right now you mentioned Zimbabwe. And if memory serves correct, they're actually starting to print new bills there in Zimbabwe because their currency is so inflated that now they're printing like million.
$1 billion bill that is that is currently worth $1 in America. Their $1 billion bill.
Well, it's a wheelbarrow saver. I mean, you don't have to take a wheelbarrow around to get your loaf of bread. And that's what's coming for us. And that's the amazing thing, Doug, is here we were 30 years ago, the world's biggest creditor nation, and now we're sitting here, the world's biggest debtor nation. And this certainly has to be all by design.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we've really offshored all of our manufacturing bases to China. The fact that Bill Clinton came out and everybody remembers the old, well, you know, we're going to be this service-based economy. I mean, it's an outselling or an offselling of the total infrastructure, and the infrastructure is being bought up now for pennies on the dollar. And these sovereign wealth funds that you're mentioning are just huge funds, state-owned funds. And China has the largest. And they can literally buy up almost every piece of property, utility district in the United States currently. And the fact that nobody has faith in the dollar and that we see it declining against every other currency is going to bring those sharks coming around looking to buy up all of our highways, our infrastructure, our parks. You name it, and everything's pretty much for sale.
Well, and the fact that, you know, we've got an aging infrastructure in this country. I mean, the power grid is tenuous and has been for a number of years. I mean, what, like a squirrel or something supposedly knocked the power out in the Northeast a few years ago.
Right.
You know, and we've got bridges collapsing, roads in bad shape, traffic snarled all over the country. And if you've got cities and towns and states and the federal government itself who's supposed to send money down for the interstate highway system, that money goes, then the infrastructure more and more becomes for sale. And companies like Sentra come in and gobble up all the highways, make a deal with the states to give them a little bit of money on the back end, and essentially everything becomes a toll road. And to go anywhere, you've got to either have the little pike pass, I know where you're at, thing on your windshield, or you're dropping quarters in the till every time you every 10, 15 miles. That's just amazing. Lee, your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you want to add something, Doug?
Oh yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, that's the scam, is that we're spending all these tax dollars, all these billions of dollars for the upkeep of the infrastructure. It's all getting pocketed by these cronies and these treasonous pieces of garbage that are just lining their own pockets. People like here locally in Texas, Rick Perry, putting all this HPV money into his back pocket to try to get 12-year-old girls to put live viruses in their uteruses. It just sickens you because, you know, I pay so much money in gas tax, every tax you can imagine, and there is no infrastructure. It's all being looted.
Yeah, Lee, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, pretty much what's happening here is that our highway system, we have all these tolls and everything. You know, and they say, well, your toll money is going to the road infrastructure. And, I somehow question that. And really, the whole toll system and everything they're setting up, they're basically going to eventually be used as checkpoints as part of the whole internal passport system. I mean, you have the real ID being set up where you have Michael Chertoff saying, oh, okay, well, guess what? If you don't have a real ID compliant ID card by May 11th of 2008, then, oh, you won't be able to fly. And You know, they're to set up the technological control grid on a number of levels. The highway infrastructure is going to be a huge part of it. Eventually, their whole goal is to make everybody take these transponders in their car so they can charge you by the amount of miles you drive on the roads. And that's they're trying to test that out in the United Kingdom. There's a lot of resistance to it, but they're going to try to bring that thing over here. And they're already getting people to accept these transponders in their vehicles through the Easy Pass, the Pike Pass system. I mean, each different part of the United States has a different pass system where either you're a transponder, you go through tolls, part of a convenience thing. But really, it's just an enslavement mechanism, and people don't even realize that, they're being enslaved through their transponder. They just accept it like it's, oh, this is more convenient. But it's really being used to enslave them.
Well, hey, for their enslavement, they save 20%. Let's take a phone call. Sean in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, you have a lot of bright kids on the show tonight, and maybe I should get a website so I could talk longer. But one of the things that wanted to talk about is that why do we even entertain the thoughts of the Fed's actions? Are they really going to matter? I mean, we all know. Is there a candidate? We know the candidate that's there that has suggested what he wants to do with the Fed. Why are we wasting time with this talk when we could be talking about solutions? And we always talk about the problems. It's 100% about the problems. We never talk about the solutions as to what we can do. We always talk about this did this did that, and everything else. We know
here's your Sean. Here's your platform. Here's your platform. Lay out some solutions.
Solutions are first of all Ron Paul. The second solution is the American people. And a lot of the coalitions and a lot of the groups that have put together is to collectively get together and form solutions for the problems that are out there. Not talk about them. In other words, take action. Because if we don't take action, we're just talking. We're just talking. We're just spinning our wheels all the way around. We're 100% spinning our wheels. You know that, Mike. And you have talked about this 100%.
Okay, but do you understand that I'm the host, Sean. I have to talk to you, okay? Manny, cut him off, and let me talk. The premise of the show, Sean, is it's a news roundtable. That's what we're talking about, bringing people up to date on what's going on. That's the idea. I appreciate the fact, yeah, we need solutions. But we're talking to more and more people that have never heard this stuff before. Part of the thing of this is education. We're not just preaching to the choir anymore. It's not just a few hundred people sitting here on the internet. We've got people on radio stations all over the country that haven't heard this information, that don't know what's going on, that are tuning to us for the very first time, and they're getting information from us they've never heard anywhere else before. And you can bring it back up, Manny. But that's why we're doing these type of programs, so we can lead them to solutions, so they understand what's going on. The game is changing as we speak. It's not just sitting there talking to the same 200 or 300 people like we were. We're talking to literally thousands upon thousands of people all over the country right now. Is he still there?
It's like different things that have happened in this country is that if we don't take action and we just talk about it and there's no I mean, I'm taking action. I've been with Ron Paul. I've been trying and I've been polling for Ron Paul up here in Massachusetts. If collectively we don't all take action, we're nowhere. We're completely nowhere. We can talk about it till we're dead in the grave, and we can let these politicians run all over us 100%, and they still do. But at least if one person takes action, I'm taking action, and we can't talk about it. We have to take action. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Leo in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hi. You know, I have to agree with Sean. I took a little action, verbal action today. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. I was bicycling in front of the old Ritz-Carlton, which is now the Taj in Boston, right about 7:10. And what to my wondrous eyes did appear as I was crossing in front? What? The Ted Kennedy! And I said to him, as a constituent, it seems your helping the New World Order. I said, you passed 1959. And then he went, oh, I wasn't even born then. I said, you passed 1959 without even a voice vote. This is criminal. And I repeated criminal, criminal, criminal afterwards, and I left. The policeman came over and tried to steer me away. He said, oh, you can talk to me. And I just disregarded him totally. But, you know, it's like, so I say that, big deal. You know, the world goes on. And Sean is right. As individuals, we all have to have some little modality that we can use to put the screws to these jerks. And that's what, it's kind of like the magic bullet. And everybody's looking for it, but it isn't one simple thing. And that's the hard part, is because I think, I was speaking to Catherine Albrecht, and we talk about the comfort zone. Americans are still, United States citizens are still in their comfort zone. And if you remember Shakespeare, beware young Cassius has that lean and hungry look. And that's something they're not going to let us have, unfortunately.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Leo. Thanks for being a part of the program. And I bet that was a dandy time in Kennedy's face. That'd been worth it. I'd have gone to jail for that. That'd have been a heck of a time to get in that murderer's little face, or fat face, as it were. Was he? Hey, Leo, is Leo still there? If he is, Leo, was he sober?
Well, he seems sober. He seems a little bent over. He's not vertical as one would normally expect him to be.
Right.
So he must have some kind of deterioration of the spine. And, you know, after I said this, the other little yuppies there in front were, they were laughing. They thought it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know what's going on. Or they don't care, or I don't know what combination there is of. But, you see, it's like we're the slow-cooked frogs, except we're the frogs who actually have our eyes open and watching the temperature gauge. The rest of the frogs are asleep, and I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I'm at my wit's end because, I mean, I talk to people, and I get this, like, oh, I don't know, yeah, I agree with you, and, well, that's probably happening, yeah, and, you know, it's like, you get blown off because they think everything is okay, and that's what the system has done to them.
Yeah, it's a multi-pronged effort here, where one, it's education, because like I was telling Sean, we've got more and more people coming to hear the message that we have daily.
Hold on a minute, Mike. Who are these more and more people? Where are they active? I don't see them in the community.
Well, let's try 100,000 people in Ron Paul meetup groups that are finding out about this guy, finding out about the message of liberty and freedom. My audience on my little network is up 10 to 15%. RBN's audience is going through the roof. They're adding affiliate stations like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah,
there's more people listening to this message.
Here's the big but. You got a lot of elder people voting. They're hung up on the current Social Security system. And when they hear Ron Paul say the words, the magic third rail, and messes with the third rail, he's not fully explained the transition process.
I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't think he's spelled out.
Right, before February 5th, he better get on the national networks constantly spelling out what the net nitty-gritty is going to be, because other than that, people are going to say, well, you know, he's got nice ideas, but I don't know, it's kind of risky, you know. I mean, you got to put yourself in the minds of these people to understand what you're dealing with. If you don't know what you're dealing with, well, forget it. You might as well hang it up. I mean,
right,
I've got a real politic here.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Let me get these guys involved. Thanks for calling in. Lee, you got comments?
Yeah, first, I just want to respond to what Sean was saying. I don't appreciate the fact that he's saying that we're a bunch of kids running websites. Me and Doug are both military veterans. We have websites that are mirroring traffic that Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity get. We're having a major impact. So I don't know if that was some sort of snide remark on his part or whatever, or I'm not sure what he meant by it, but we're having a real impact, and I don't like the negativity. You know, we're doing something positive, and all these people can do is just call up and just spew all this negativity. You know, I mean, we are having an effect. Things are happening, and things are a hell of a lot better than they were a year ago. So I just don't understand all this negativity.
Doug, any thoughts from you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not just some radio host, some radio internet personality that just sits in my room by myself. I mean, I go out. He wants solutions. You know, you talk about Ron Paul. I put my money where my mouth is. I've given Ron Paul well over $1,000, and I'm not a man of means. I get out there. You know what I do? I would get his economic policy, which is a solution, and I'd make 100 copies and go out and put them in newspapers. Go and, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, go downtown in your local area and shove those in each and every newspaper. I mean, there's 1,000 things that you can do, and I'm all about talking about solutions. But like you said, Mr. Chambers, I mean, we're getting out to different people that haven't heard this message. And if you're not aware that the system is against you and what the Federal Reserve is, then how can you fight it? You have to be informed first before you can take action. And I think that's what we're trying to do, but all of us on our own time, our own dime, go out there and put our foot on the streets and try to fight the New World Order, you know, support Ron Paul in every which way. So, you know, I don't do this show because I have some website. It's because, you know, we do want solutions, but we have to be informed first.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a break. We'll come back. We'll get Michael's comments on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to be a part of the program, the number is 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I need
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday night, the 25th of January, 2008. Michael, your any comments to the previous callers?
Sure. I think that the first thing that we need to talk about as far as solutions, this very radio network and others are a part of that solution, you know. The dissemination of information, we have to be the Pied Pipers of this movement and make sure that people know how badly they're getting screwed. And just 30 years ago, our dollar was worth something, well, worth something. You know, Levi's jeans were still good, and now our dollar's worth nothing. And they have to have products, so they sell us substandard products. So we have to let people know how badly they're being screwed before we make any moves. And I don't think screaming at some politician about how he's a criminal is really a solution. But it is all about finding solutions and making sure that people know what's really going on.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, all of us have supported Ron Paul. All of us have given him money. I've not given as much as some because, quite frankly, I don't have it. I've invested a lot of my own money in the network I operate, and I do it, and I've not gotten paid. I've not taken a salary out of it. I don't make enough to take a salary out of it. And I mean, we manage to get by on it every month and do what we can. Everybody has their own piece in this, and you do what you can do. And my talent has been this. And when I decided to do this, I decided April of 2006 that I was going to do this. And after listening to a broadcast from John Stadmiller on this network, and I started a show on my own dime, on August 1st of 2006. This is what I've done every night, 5 days a week, sometimes six. Last week I did 12 radio shows. That's not that that's a big deal. Most people could care less. I did 12 radio shows last week. I've done already 10 this week. I'll do another one tomorrow. And I physically produce over 60 hours of radio a week. And this is what we do. This is the dedication that we do. And we are trying to find solutions. We are talking to people. There's things I'm doing in the behind the scenes people don't know. What I'm doing, who I'm talking to. There's more than just what goes on the air that's happening. I know for a fact that John Stadmiller is involved in a number of things behind the scenes to try to make a difference in this country. Alex Jones is involved in things behind the scenes to try to make a difference in the country. Just as Michael said, we're the Pied Pipers here. Our job is one, to educate, two, to alert, and three, to inform. And so that's what we're doing, and part of that is what this program's about tonight, to give people kind of an overview of what's going. Because as I said, we're adding new stations at a breakneck pace, as far as RBN's concerned. I mean, there's thousands of people that are listening to this broadcast right now. It's not just on the internet anymore, and that's how. And this message is going out all over the place. There's micro stations going up everywhere. There's not even a plan now that's going on and working where micros are going to go up all over the country, and they're going to go up fast. And I know people who've been working on that. They've been talking with me. I've been trying to help with that. There's so many things that are going on. And yes, it is about solutions, but it's about education as well. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to educate people because there's not a lot of time left. And for quite frankly, we need numbers. More and more people are coming. We don't have quite enough yet, but we'll get there. Back in a minute with more Hour Number 2, the Young Guns Roundtable around the corner, Part 2. And we'll also talk with Catherine in Montana. This is RBN. With